internationals, I won't get to collect the entire thing.
What about the game last fall?
We're recording now.
It's in front of me.
Recording has begun.
The recording officer
has begun. It's in front of
me. Yes. Right, just a couple of ground rules. Once we start, anything you say is either in character or describing your actions. No little asides. They'll all be said out loud.
What It'll about toilet fun. Breaks?
Toilet breaks are in character as well. Depending on how vindictive I am.
45 seconds last time. We're further away from the toilet here, then.
I might give you 50 seconds then.
I might have to do it on the table.
I'm moving my bag.
There are some empty bottles over there.
So that is just over there, but just snoring. I don't know if I'm talking in this outrageous accent.
We have six characters. Two are female, but one of them can change.
Are there any others?
No, there are no others.
We're a gestalt entity.
We even have a registered mutant.
No!
Abominations have been destroyed.
So, how do you want to do it? Do you want to...
Random pick.
Random. Roll the giant foam dice of goodness. That here.
Oh, bless the it's above our security clearance.
Is it? Six. Jennifer.
Four.
Ah, well done, Ginger.
The one the lady's taken.
I'm going to be dense again, aren't I?
Three.
Congratulations, Peter.
Yay, not the rag meat.
Four. Oh, I got one. Again. Roll again.
Three roll.
Four. Roll again. Roll it properly. Damn it.
Five.
Roll again.
Should we say it's a D3 now?
Yeah, that's a three now.
Hunter.
D2.
D2.
I love that too.
Congratulations, registered mutants. Dexter. Give you a moment. As part of your initiation as troubleshooters, you will be briefly told about a variety of mutations which you may encounter. Not that any of you are mutants apart from the one registered mutant. All I have to do is find them in this damn book. I much prefer the Lovecraft 5 editions.
I love my hardware specialty.
They are rather nice.
I could help you, but I'm not meant to know the rules.
Yes, you don't know the contents of the rulebook.
I can actually just point out the page number.
I've played this once a long time ago. What does any of this stuff mean?
Right, bear in mind, the stuff written on the back of your character sheet, also marked secret side, is best to be kept secret.
Oh, in that case, maybe we should go over there and tell what it means, because I have no idea. Can I have our pets?
Right, just for the sake of interest, should I say the name of a mutant power that someone for some chance might be interested in hearing about, they may say, I'm quite interested in that. There is the mutant power of absorption. There is the adhesive skin. Adrenaline control.
I might be interested in that.
Adrenaline control. Adrenaline control. Hang on, everyone knows what your mutant power is, so it doesn't really matter. Adrenaline control, that's character.
True. It's not that.
Yeah, I didn't think it was. Bureaucratic intuition.
Well, I'm not interested in that one.
It's crap. I don't know why anyone would want it.
What's it do?
The mutant is familiar with the procedures of red tape they're faced with.
Oh, it's the bureaucracy tree from Exalted.
Yeah. Chameleon. Charm. Corrosion.
Quite interested in hearing about that one.
Hey now, hey
you
now.
You can exude a corrosive sweat that breaks down metallic objects touched. Like a dockbot, for instance. Mm. Or an autocar. Or the floor.
Or your bed.
In certain areas. Death simulation. I don't think that really needs to be described. Deep thought. It appears to be a photographic memory. I don't think anyone's got that anyway.
Not at this time of day.
But we'd have to kill you if that's not. Desolidity. The stupidly named power.
What's that?
You can walk through walls, drop through the floor, etc.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Detect mutant power. If you have the power to detect mutants.
That'd be so useful.
I'm a mutant. Electroshock.
What's that?
It's quite obvious. It gives you an electric shock. Or gives you like
you're a coming mutant, I can tell with my coming mutant powers.
Or anything you want to give an electric shock to.
The crap power you gave yourself an electric shock.
Empathy. You're empathic. Damn Betazoid.
I can sense a presence.
That means you have to sense the obvious the whole time.
Yay.
Energy field. This is quite good. None of you have.
Who would be interested in this? It seems intriguing.
Energy field. It's a energy field that acts like armour. Well, it's good armour. But it's only for a short period of time, and then you go, I'm so tired.
I'm so lonely.
And then everyone shoots you for not being shot when you were shot at previously.
I don't have this.
That's
power.
A good pie.
Growth.
It just sounds interesting.
You can grow to an enormous size.
Not obvious.
That makes you popular with the ladies.
Hyper senses. Your senses
ladies?
Are hyper. As higher than normal.
And senses.
Better. Levitation. You can levitate. The most treasonous of all abilities in the world ever, machine empathy. Anyone found with machine empathy will be executed. Then executed again. Just to make sure. Matter Eater. The character can digest and extract nourishment from virtually anything containing organic material.
Like pie.
Yes, pork pies.
Pies, hair, Morrison's, refuse. Crap.
Dead leaves. Poisonous mushrooms. Dirt.
John.
Simply means you're immune.
Eat the pork pie.
Poisoning.
Yes, okay.
I think that means you can't kill that.
No. I'm not
going
to eat
poisoning.
Because I'll probably get halfway through rails, can't eat anymore, then people will shout at me.
No, you can't. No, no,
it's
no,
also a handy way of getting rid of
it. Just see if I'll just leave it there for 5 minutes and if no one does.
Cannibalism, mate.
Eat it.
There's been there for 17 hours.
Mechanical intuition? Mental blast.
Boom.
You'll blast things with the power of your mind.
There you go, boom.
That sounds fun.
Yes. Polymorphism. No one has that because it's broken.
That is
it
true.
Is so
very
broken.
True.
It's especially broken with when someone has it as a registered mutant, which is why no one has.
Well, what's it do?
You can, but it's not as good as it was in earlier editions. You can alter your physical form to mimic other things.
Lovely.
It's funny if you botch your power rolls.
Yes. How unnatural it is makes it more or less difficult. Puppeteer. You can take control of another living target's body.
That sounds fun.
Mm. Usually just a finger or an arm or a leg.
A finger's fun though when it's on a trigger.
Yes. Mm.
Mm. Or an arm be good.
Pyrokinesis. Again, you burst. Make things burst into flames.
Or you accidentally.
Regeneration. Ow, that hurts. Oh, I've got better.
It's only a flesh wound.
His arm's
off. Said your arm off.
Rubbery,
rubbery bones.
To bleed.
Shrinking, the opposite of growth. Slippery skin. You're covered in a thin layer of hot slime.
Another clip-off.
See the previous Star Wars adventure.
Telekinesis. You can move things with your mind, obviously. Mm. Teleportation.
Bam.
You don't need an autocar.
You are Nightcrawler.
Yet sometimes it's automatic and really inconvenient.
Yes. Toxic metabolism. Oh, this is bizarre. This seems to be very similar to Matter Eater, except you can just eat poisons. whereas you can eat poisonous mushrooms when you're a master eater.
Presumably, this one you can eat inorganic poison. And it was just organic stuff.
Yes.
Yes, kitchen.
Fair enough.
Confirm my logic.
Transmutation. You can turn one thing into another thing.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
Such as a laser pistol into a bowl of cold fun.
cold
tasty,
fun.
Tasty cold fun. Of course, you can't get the interesting flavors yet because you're only just red.
Red flavor?
Uncanny luck. You're uncannily lucky. Ventriloquist, which is a bit of a crap mutant power as well, I would think.
It is. It's shit.
Yes, you're a ventriloquist. You're a very good ventriloquist, but a ventriloquist nevertheless.
Of course, we none of us have these mutant powers at all.
Of course not. But should you encounter them, you're...
You only need ventriloquism if you meet three stone trolls.
X-ray vision. You have X-ray vision.
Does that mean you can shoot with X-rays from your eyes?
Yes, but the fact is your clone probably won't last long enough to develop any cancers from the exposure to excessive X-rays. Now, has this covered all the mutations that anyone might have been interested in hearing?
Yes.
I wouldn't know, I'm not immune.
We're not technically... character yet.
Although we only want to know because we're troubleshooters and we might see these commie mutants come.
Right.
What's a commie?
There are also a number of evil secret societies.
They're evil.
Evil, evil, evil.
Are they secret?
Evil.
I don't believe in them.
There are a huge number of these. They're classified into various separate classifications of bad, really, really bad, and kill them, kill them now.
Yeah.
It's Steve. I thought the computer might like it. Although we can't see it because we haven't got white clearance.
No, I can't touch it, we can see it.
Well, I've actually, we can touch the stuff that's there because underneath the red lamp is what's red.
Yeah.
Oh, yellow.
Shush you, I'm colourblind.
Don't eat yellow snow.
It's terribly bad for you.
You eat red snow?
It's better than yellow snow.
Rich in iron, yes.
Another such goodness.
Ah, yes. Among the secret societies are the Anti-Mutant Society. They really don't like mutants. But they're a bit extreme. They've started killing registered mutants as well. Which is wrong. Although quite a lot easier to locate.
Big yellow stripe. Mm.
As such, they're a Class B society and thus quite naughty. We also have, let's see, the computer freaks. Playing with technology is fun.
Woohoo! Yay!
They tend to seem to communicate in strange symbols and misspell words like prawn.
What's prawn?
No, but they misspell it anyway.
Remember they spell it P-R-O-A-W-N.
No, P-R-A-W-N.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I just said.
Are you questioning the computer? Damn.
No, of course not. I love the computer.
It is late. Or early.
Both.
Lurly.
Lurly.
Can eat and lurly.
Can't it be eat? It's better.
I want one again. Isn't there just a list of easy ones? Computer freaks, we've done them. There's the First Church of Christ the Computer Program.
The CCCP. Which is cool.
They're quite nice, actually.
Yes.
We like them.
Dino.
Evil and I.
Are they Class B society as well?
They're Class A.
Class A.
Class A. You can almost be a member of them without being put to death.
You might just thank you.
Well, they'll just kill you once, maybe.
Yeah. French stuff.
Basically, they really like the computer. No, they really like the computer. I mean, obviously, everyone likes the computer, but they really like the computer.
Could we say they worship the computer, perhaps?
There's the Frankenstein destroyers. Bad, bad, oh God, they're so bad. Man has a soul, robots and computers don't. You see, he's wrong there. Obviously, you can see how wrong they are.
Yes.
Oh yeah, and the so I can't stop.
The Illuminati, of course, they don't exist.
They yes. don't?
No.
But if they did exist, they'd be quite bad.
But they don't.
But they don't, so none of us need worry about that.
Who? What? Who? So I wasn't paying any attention. I was being distracted by the popping.
The Illuminati.
Who are there's they? The mystics. They're hippies. They are really hippies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're quite naughty, but not very naughty. There's ProTech. They like technology. In fact, you know, you don't need those fleshy bits. So they're handy. Technology, good. Computer's technology. So technology must be good. Scions. Mutants. They like mutants. They really like mutant powers. They think everyone should have mutant powers. Wrong.
Oh.
Purge. Ooh. They're really, 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 really bad.
What?
You should... kill the computer. Kill those who support the computer. The computer's evil. See? Clearly, terribly Shocking. Misguided. And they should yes. be sent back to the... Well, erased.
Mm. We kill them 6 times.
You can.
Yay!
The romantics. They seek to hearken back to the golden age of mankind.
Sex!
Where there were
drugs.
Many, many different Star Trek series. Comic books were the main sort of source of literature. And people ate fine food from restaurants such as McDonald's and the King of Burgers. They can be identified by their use of the phrase "the force is with us." TM. And they're humming of strange tunes. You seem to have much knowledge of this.
You see, we've
just got
to go on the flat end.
We put all our heads together.
It's the Sierra Club. They seem to want to live outdoors. But we know outdoors the threat of communists is ever present. And squirrels.
Isn't outdoors just a myth?
No, outdoors is real. Of course, it's a dangerous place. What with the terrible war. Oh, nuclear war, yes, that is it. Probably. Yes, there's a nuclear war recently. And so we can't go outside. But outside does exist, and there's trees and plants and kumquats and various other things. Sierra Club think you should go back outside. Then slightly naughty, obviously. Obviously going back outside is the eventual aim, but not for a long time. This appears to end the list of secrets. Obviously there's way more secret societies than we can list. But that should about cover it.
Okay. No death efforts then. That's good.
Do we have mandatory bonus duties?
I still don't know what any of this stuff does.
Jumping the gun a little. That's not.
So, execution by large by large bone D6.
Firing squad, eh?
You can't touch that.
It's blue.
Blue.
We haven't started yet.
Haven't started yet.
Okay, no. We can throw a red dice at him, they're smaller and harder.
Projectile force.
Kiss and play.
Oh, need the dice. I'm reading the things on here.
That's red.
Very old. I call it.
The dice do not exist.
What do not exist?
They don't exist.
In character, the dice don't exist. They are merely a tool.
Fine.
It does not matter if you use a dice that is not of your security clearance.
Well, you get ultraviolet if you don't
matter. Ultraviolet means you can use any dice.
Oh, look!
Treason makes friend computer cry.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Oh, fucking pooper.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Recently, you have all performed a duty which has elevated you from the ranks of infrared to the heady heights of an red troubleshooter. You have discovered one of your supervisors, a commie traitor. Something similar. As a reward, you have been given a shiny, shiny red apple, and you have new quarters. With a common room. With a large screen.
Do we get to get to wherever
you is? Even get half a day's leave. Do with as you like.
I don't know, I'd like to do with mine.
Just this half day. Of course, should you do like something that exemplary again, you could be rewarded with another shiny apple. Some more time up. As it is, it approaches lunch time. You're about to just snack down on something. Perhaps your shiny red apple, which you've been saving. Polished to a highly reflective sheen. Shinier than your brand new red reflect armor. When? Ah, yes. Munching on crunchy time alga chips, swilling bouncy bubble beverage, and idly watching Tilao Millie gyrate on the vid screen. Attention! 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 Mission alert! Mission alert! A small terminal next to your elbow spits out a small square of paper. Bearing the words, comply immediately. Mission alert will self-destruct in 12 seconds.
Quickly read the rest of the note.
You get...
I put the note down and then sit back and read. Because yeah. I know it's going to self-destruct in 12 seconds.
We don't know how big the boom.
Report somewhere, definitely. Report to move to room B73, sector AMD. The note strangely turned black and then burst into flames.
Do we know that where this sector is? Where this room is?
You're currently in AME.
So would I know what direction to go in?
Yes, it's fairly well signposted. It's a fairly central section.
Okay. Head along that way then.
Nice. Yeah. Go to sector AMD, making sure I don't go anywhere past high clearance line.
Make sure I got the red or black way.
Yes. Stick to red and black. Red and black, good.
Don't worry, the numbers on your couch, you don't mean a great deal.
It's not the numbers, it's some of the letters.
Of the letters. Is it just my writing, perhaps?
No, I'm just wondering how I can have some of these things when I can't touch them.
Yes, of course you can't have any treasonous items.
Okay.
Because that would be treasonous.
Okay.
And no one will have any treasonous items about their person.
Because that would be wrong.
Yes. As you approach the room, it proves to be an indeed testing chamber.
Ooh. After you, ladies.
After you. Waiting at the door is a lady dressed in a yellow jumpsuit.
Ooh.
Excellent. Yes, you're here. Yes, excellent. Come in, come in, come in, come in. It leads you into the room. And there's benches, there's roped off areas with smoking ruins of... Best not to look at the smoking ruins. Also, near the centre of one of the areas is a person in a red jumpsuit. Look quite dead. Quite impressively dead. As in, there's a piece there. And just outside the roped area, there's another piece. And someone right. seems to be putting away a pen-sized object.
Reporting for duty. Ma'am?
As you get led into the centre of the room, two technicians wheel across a large trolley. Ah, yes. Some equipment for you.
Yes, pardon.
I do this. Something about the size of... Say, about yay big, yay big, about yay big. Handle on the top. One of you.
About toaster big.
Yeah.
Is it red?
Quite big toaster. It's metallic.
What does it do?
Ah, yes. This is the combination mini portable arc welder and shoe polisher. It weighs around 30 kilograms. Yes, we're quite happy with the new portable model. The old portable model was less portable.
Of course, this seems more new and perfect. Even more perfect than the previous perfect robot.
And
what more information?
Put it down on the floor there, please. See the patch there? Unflick it. It unclips quite easily. Yes, and just lift the lid. Inside there are three buttons. There is retract, extend, and one push button that changes it from arc welder to shoe polisher.
Which is it quickly settled?
Yes. She presses the extra. The two arms come out, latch onto your shoes, and emit a high pitched buzzing noise. And your shoes are shiny as you've ever seen them. Well, obviously, it works well in the lab here, but we need to see how it works under combat conditions.
That's an amazing machine on itself. You don't have people.
Yes. Volunteer, please.
I volunteer.
Well then, come with me. You get led off into a back room where there's a rather battered and bloodstained dogbot.
Oh, is he alright?
Oh, yes. I find some of the test subjects struggled. Sometimes they panic, which is bad. We have a new intracellular comm unit.
Ooh.
Which will be implanted behind your ear, and a small wire will be run down the length of your arm, and we'll put on this lovely.
Okay.
It saves all the difficulty of that dreadful, dreadful PDC. I'm always losing mine.
Yes. Excellent.
I don't like to use computer property. So if this works, I should be having one of these.
Okay.
So you just sit down there. Don't struggle. Do you know anything about bots?
Oh, yes.
I like this. The Docbot extends some arms and begins to hear a drilling sound and a strong pressure in the back of your head. You black out about now.
A lovely man, I thought. Thank you.
I'm sure he'll come round.
Anyways, back to the fire. We have our new infrasonic ranging device. It's wonderful. Let you locate items. Ah, yes. Ooh. Quite small. It's basically it's about the size of a torch. Has a flat display on it. There's a bright red button and lots of other little tiny buttons.
Okay.
Range and type. Molly leans over, taps a couple of the buttons, and it says, "Unexploded TAC nuke, range 300 meters. Time to detonation. 4 days, 3 hours, 7 minutes, 42 seconds, 41 seconds, 40 seconds. Ah! That's where we left it. You also notice another sign. High voltage, do not immerse in water. Rifles in the underside of the trolley. Pulls out a pair of big rubber boots. Gum boots!
Boots!
Puts them down on the... Let's go. Grabs them with both hands. Pulls one off.
Okay.
Pulls the other one up. Oh, part of the floor's come up with that one. I'm sure you both get that up. It's very handy. Once you strap them in, you should be able to walk up walls and across the ceiling.
Fabulous.
There's actually pressure sensors. When you move your foot to try and lift them, it deactivates the suction slightly.
I shall pop these on then. Okay.
My favourite item. That item. Pretty much this side, with a belt clip on the back. The Blaster Shield Handheld Force Field Generator. My own personal invention, I'm rather fond of it. If we just move along this corridor, I'll be able to show you it. It's about a 20 foot long. Sorry. We'll keep it in meters, shall we? About a 6 meter wide corridor by about 8 meters high. You go to the end of the corridor there, and then when I tell you to, you come and charge at me as fast as you can. Everybody ready?
I put the arc and shoe policy down.
Go!
Wait until you're very, very close.
I said everyone! Suddenly, in front of you appears a sort of slightly blue, sparkly wall. However, you are running at full pelt. I hope.
It's blue.
It's sparkly blue.
The screaming changes the notch.
Bang!
Bang!
It's a very, very solid wall. That'll sting a bit. The bleeding will probably stop in a while. There's a dock bot, actually, if anyone wants. Sorry.
I'm quite thank you. We wouldn't want to waste friend computer's resources.
See, there's one other. Oh, yes. The udders. Wonderful. The underwater deep diving ergonomic rheometer. Rheomotor. Underwater propulsion device. Wonderful. Two solid handles and a single big speed control. That's big. They're 15, 16 kilos each. They're not excessively large. You're then handed a large sheaf of forms to sign.
Okay.
I'm done them.
Okay.
Don't worry. If you're going to just head next door, and you shall be assigned your mandatory bonus duties.
Excellent.
as you enter the room next door, I hope.
Yes.
I'm still unconscious.
Kick my ass quadrup.
Am I being able to walk?
Let's see whether they are. This point is nice. The jackpot injects you with something. You feel very, very alert.
Well, thank you, Doctor. Thank you very much.
You notice your friends are just leaving.
Oh. I'll catch up with them.
Your right arm's rather stiff. You notice there's actually a cut that goes all the way down the arm of your jumpsuit, which has been very neatly stitched up again with black cotton.
Stylish.
You also have a wristwatch type attachment, which has a number of small buttons on it.
Do the buttons say anything?
No. There's a small screen that says, "Congratulations, citizen, on having your link to the computer."
Thank you. Thank you, friend computer. Come on,
next door is... There's a large gentleman dressed in a strange hat and a very...
Oh, yeah.
That's odd. Well, he's an interesting model.
He's also dressed in a rather yellow sort of uniform with a black tie and wielding a large black club.
Good day, Cycle, sir.
This the crap they give me? He looks at you like... He wouldn't scrape you off the sole of his shoe. Sit down at the desks.
I'll be ready.
A number of desks. Then hand out some forms, which will work terribly well on audio. These tests will determine just how inept you all are. Has everyone got a pencil?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The pencils are all black. None of the pencils are blue.
Honest.
Some of you may be colorblind and thus be mistaken.
I am.
You may turn over your test. You have 5 minutes.
It's going to be fantastic on audio, I feel.
It's like touching a pencil. Comments from us.
Perhaps yeah.
About how well this is going to go over on audio.
Someone should sing a song to
quick,
pass the time.
Somebody say something witty.
Hey,
insert witty comments here.
Find a way to put that question.
You get the countdown music.
I could read the questions out, I suppose. Questions relating to the team leader position. These are multiple choice. If a mission succeeds, who deserves the most credit? The team leader, the briefing officer, R&D. 2. I think. I am very skilled. I'm moderately skilled. I have no skills. If I were team leader, I would make fewer mistakes than I do now, make more mistakes than I do now, make the same number of mistakes. If offered a position in a secret society, I would accept the position and renounce my current secret society, decline and remain in my current secret society, start my own secret society. Team leader should, A, solicit advice from team members, even though they may be commie mutant traitors, make all decisions on his own, hesitate when he is faced with a decision. The hygiene officer is more important than the team leader, just as important as the team leader, less important than the team leader. And a free answer question: if a troubleshooter team is in constant contact with the computer, why does it need a team leader? Question to determine if you would make a good loyalty officer. If the computer ordered me to execute a high programmer, but the high programmer complained the message was a result of commie sabotage, I would look for the commies responsible, consult the computer for confirmation, execute the high programmer. If a citizen was grumbling about how dangerous a mission is, I would execute him for treason, refer him to the happiness officer, record his comments for referral to the computer. If an ultraviolet citizen ordered me to terminate myself, I would terminate the ultraviolet citizen, call the computer, terminate myself. I think commies are misled, innately evil, not worth thinking about. I have traitorous thoughts, almost never, occasionally, with alarming frequency. If I saw a commie escaping down a corridor of high security clearance than I was, I would pursue the commie, consult the computer, order the commie to surrender. And the free question is, why do you think the computer assigns troubleshooters to boring missions? Does this promote disloyal behavior? Explain. Questions for the hygiene officer. Which is the most important? Clean thoughts? A clean jumpsuit? Clean teeth? If I were a bot, I would be a docbot, a warbot, or a jackalbot. An appropriate fine for a citizen who damages his jumpsuit is 2 credits. 200 credits. Summary execution by TACCUBE. My favourite cleaning agent is Mr. Squeaky. Squeaky clean and what a sheen. Blast it off. Just one spray makes dirt go away. Or Scrape-O-Matic. It works hard so you don't have to. Some citizens classify commies and mutants as traitors. I think they are: A. Mr. Squeaky, squeaky clean, what a sheen. B. Blast it off, just one spray makes dirt go away. Or C. Scrape-O-Matic. It works hard, so you don't have to. The hygiene officer is more important than the team leader, just as important as the team leader, or less important as the team leader. Would you pursue a commie into a filthy, debris-strewn corridor, even though it might damage your jumpsuit? If yes, why would you intentionally endanger the computer's valuable property? If no, why would you deliberately let a commie escape? And for the communications and recording officer. When interviewing a berserk warbot, the most important consideration is not damaging the multicorder, to ask intelligent questions, creative camera angles. Actors such as Tila or Mili are less important than the average Alpha Complex citizen, just as important as the average Alpha Complex citizen, more important than the average Alpha Complex citizen. If my team were under commie attack, I would consult the computer, help turn back the foul traitors, look for creative camera angles. If I had my way, I would watch more vid shows, continue to watch the same number of vid shows, read a book. If I were multicoding a traitor's confession, I would activate the aura light sensor, use a wide-angle lens, shoot him in the head. If the computer called during a dangerous situation, I would step back and talk to the computer, not answer the computer, put the computer on hold until the situation is resolved, then explain what happened. Is the computer everywhere? If no, please list all places the computer is not. If yes, why is the communications and recording officer necessary? Equipment guy. The equipment guy should call a surprise inspection. Almost never. In the middle of a battle. With unnerving frequency. If I were a bot, I would be a docbot, a warbot, or a jackobot. The scientists at R&D are shining examples of how loyal citizens should behave, dangerous and should be watched closely, or just doing their job. If a laser malfunctions during a mission, whose fault it is? The supply clerk who issued the equipment, the troubleshooter who received the equipment, the equipment guy. I like bots. A little, a great deal, a lot more than you can possibly imagine. If a commie bomb needs defusing, who should do it? The equipment guy? Troubleshooter with the most demolitions expert? Or whoever draws the short straw? How valuable are you to the computer in terms of credits? How did you arrive at this figure? In my opinion, the happiness officer. In my opinion, unhappy citizens should visit a Bright Vision re-education centre, undergo moral adjustment surgery, take a happy pill. Sometimes other citizens get very angry, a little angry, so angry it scares me. Happiness is a warm laser, a state of mind, mandatory. If the happiness officer is unhappy, he should take a happy pill. Tell the computer, question his very existence. The best troubleshooter is a happy troubleshooter, a loyal troubleshooter, a terminated troubleshooter. If I'm promoted to ultraviolet clearance, I will be the same citizen I am now. Make everyone happier around me. Be happier than I am now. Do you think commies are happy? If not, then why are they willing to endure termination rather than stop being commies? Ten seconds. Two, one, zero.
This is what this all secret to happen is. Everyone should have known. But never mind.
I must say, my computer, that was an absolutely wonderful test.
Yes, I enjoyed that test. It was wonderful, but I think the digital watch is much more.
I do hope I passed.
Everyone, look. Digital watch. Look what friend computer gave me.
Wow. I want one.
Look what friend computer gave me. Aquel. Shoe polisher.
Can I pull out your shoes?
Shoe polisher. What's your friend computer give me? Hold on a second.
Wait, pull out your shoes.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, I'm pretty... Yeah, it's definitely on the shoe polisher set. It's definitely on the shoe polisher setting.
And not the world setting. What's that shiny?
Oh,
that's very nice.
So what did you get?
Nothing yet.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
No, I've got this very nice gizmo.
Is it still setting that tap?
No. I'm not sure how to find anything else, though.
Look, does it show the digital watch?
Oh, what secret was?
The little watches are the secret to happiness.
Yes.
I'd die if I lost my arm, because I'm not going to get the watch anymore.
Although, it's the creature's happiness.
Happiness is mandatory.
Well, that's because this digital watch is part of the computer it's connected to.
And hey, look, it's
my
mandatory drink of choice.
It's my own little part of the
it tastes so mandatory. I love it. I could really go for some hot fun around right now.
I like cold fun.
I'm also a hot fun person.
Citizen Hunter, you appear to have failed to answer a question.
My apologies, sir.
Don't worry, just report to termination booth Delta. Down the corridor, second door on the left. Yes, sir.
That's call number two.
Citizen Jennifer, you also appear to have altered one of the questions and failed to tick a box on it.
I could not answer the question because none of the answers represented
my position. Are you suggesting that one of the computer's carefully prepared forms is in some way incorrect?
No, citizen.
Kindly report to termination booth. Epsilon.
Says my friend, be clever.
On the right.
Quick, you can have his.
And
there you go.
Citizen Anonymous. It would appear you have failed to fill in your name. Thus, this is not Citizen Jennifer, or Citizen Hunter, or Citizen Dexter, or Citizen Ginger, or Citizen Peter. As we cannot tell who this citizen is, I will be forced to leave it to the other troubleshooters to rectify this situation.
Put it. Shoot so, him in the head, though.
I've just reported the termination brief.
Yes. Anyone who's not been terminated.
I'll shoot him in the head. And then drag his body away.
You'd less like to take a seat whilst we wait for the computer to return.
Certainly, right, for trying to be clear.
What did you get? From the thing?
Yes, true death. Good fun.
Daylight.
Is it still snowing?
There may be coldness ahead. Shut the door!
Judging by the answers you gave, you will be given your position. Yes. Hunter, happiness officer.
Congratulations!
We're so pleased for you.
Jennifer?
Thank you.
Loyalty officer.
Oh, thank you, kind citizen.
I don't remember everyone's name. Equipment guy. Goes to
Gunther.
Yeah. Hygiene officer too. Again, I can't remember.
What is that anyway?
It's heating. It's not air conditioning heating unit. So, who lacks a job? Just you. Ah, yes! Because you're in constant communication with the computer. There are pointy words of death.
Check myself to call me Saboteur.
It might work.
Well, sure. The individual heater only works when the heating in the entire place is up.
The finish of the night, so he freezes to death.
My car sets up the multi-corner at the front, or at the back of the thing, and films you all. Yeah.
Everyone say hello to the camera.
Hello.
Hello. Say hello, friend computer.
Hello, friend computer.
Hello, friend computer.
Complicated mechanism.
Everyone managed to get there.
I thought we were struggling.
Everyone attached their badges and read the interesting information on the back about their duties.
Did we just refresh my memory?
Happiness officer will be issued with a large number of pills and potions to promote happiness.
Greatest gift that we possess.
Communication is the greatest gift that we possess.
Surely the greatest gift we possess is friend computer. Although we don't possess him.
Mark III multicoders. Which don't give you dangerous neck injuries after carrying them for more than a few hours.
What varieties of pills
have in this case, you have a sense of everything.
Except
a wide selection.
Wide selection. So we've got small, large,
small,
extra large.
Extra large.
Hold the Dorries.
I'm supposed to swallow that?
You wish.
Bend over, please. But you also give the hygiene officer an opportunity to check for cleanliness.
Why, of course.
I polish my multicolor.
Yeah. Obviously, the hygiene officer is issued with a large number of cleansing products.
Yes.
Some of them slightly more caustic than others. Equipment guy gets multi-tool kit. Loyalty officer. There's no special issues to the loyalty officer or the
team. It's a notepad.
Everyone has a PDC to connect to keep notes on. Some of us can maintain a video record.
Again, the action's being wonderful for the audience.
I'm mime it.
Well, it's like me going, I model everything. Like, with glamorous actions and stuff. Or I could just do it.
Just for the benefit of our audio listeners, we're doing the most amazing mime you've ever seen here.
It's fantastic. It really is.
Yes. Oscar quality mime.
If there was an
Oscar for mime,
we
would have it hands down.
Ah, now it's too late. You'll never see it again.
Then directed to the office of Mr. Al G. Fudd. Al G. is the guy in charge of the food vats.
Ah.
After you, team leader.
Yes. He steps up to a podium and says, "My name is Al G. Fudd. I'm director of production in Fudd sector. Please place your mission equipment in the area bounded by the red line to the rear corner of the room, then move to the briefing area bounded by the red line directly in front of me."
Okay.
He waits for you to comply with his instructions.
I'll do that. Set it context. We can still see the area they're going to be in. And Mr. Fudd over our shoulders with a good handle, nice lighting.
Whenever you seem a little slow to him, he gets a little nervous and presses a button on his podium. Guns drop from the ceiling and train themselves on you.
Oh.
Okay. He's watching you intently.
Did we do anything wrong, sir?
A little slow.
Sorry.
He lifts his finger as you comply with his instructions. The guns don't come. You have sent here by the computer to serve Alpha Complex in a manner not available to everyone. You have been selected to man Task Force 42 in the interest of preventing sabotage in the food banks.
Remember, I'm the director of production in those fruit vats.
I see you all have to. We need a team anthropologist. Someone will have to double up. Very important duty. Perhaps team leader, you can assign a team leader.
Would anyone? Does anyone believe they have the skills to take on this important position that they could use for Friend Computer? Or?
I have to admit, I don't know what anthropologist is.
I think the loyalty officer will be quite good at that. Yeah.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
What the hell's that football? Oh, yeah.
You have a bottle washer as well? Very important, clean bottles.
That's good.
Hygiene, isn't it? Yes.
Lovely too, honey.
Your mission is to inspect a number of potential sabotage sites in
Fuxton
and to prevent sabotage in those areas.
Who's when you're really
ahem! You see his finger moving towards the button again. In addition, you will be responsible for maintaining high production levels. This also is very important. Any losses in production which occur while you are present will be presumed to be your responsibility, not mine. You will be accountable directly to me for the duration of the mission. Digs around inside the podium and comes out with a piece of paper. Here is a list of potential sabotage sites. He throws the paper to the floor. It flutters down. This list is extremely confidential and should not be shown to anyone. Is that clear?
Why, of course.
Yes, of course. What caused the piece of paper?
You can pick black writing on it.
Pick the piece of paper.
As you step towards the piece of paper, yes,
did say not to
I
show
did
it to anyone.
Say it's not to be shown to anyone. You are someone, are you not?
May we peruse the list ourselves?
No! What did I just say? Not show the list to anyone.
Okay, sir.
A transport is waiting at the end of the corridor to take you in the general location, the general direction of the first location on the list.
Right.
Don't forget to collect our stuff.
Yes.
I have another. I've got another call and watch you guys.
We just passed out.
I pan across you all. Push your determined faces as you wander down the corridor towards the vehicle.
Is everyone?
Of course.
We have
random surprise equipment check.
Yes.
All polished and clean.
I'm going to check everything. I love scrubbing brushes on that brush up to standard.
Yes, you can certainly check. While you check, you just pop this in your mouth for me. Okay. And just. Yes, okay. Right, yes, everything seems to be clean in there. And it's just hold your ears up and. Yes, that's quite good. Quite good.
You head into the transbot, which immediately shoots off down the corridor. Yes, that'll probably work. Who's carrying the portable field force field generator. The blasto shield. Equipment guy, I should know this.
It's the happiness officer.
Imagine I was all sat in the one end, I'll be sat up with the other end.
I'll take one. Yeah, that's
something like Pano, you heroic.
So, who has it?
What's your need?
Bat, Leon. Do you feel lucky?
Punk.
Can one of you guys take this character because I think I'm going to be sick. Sorry, I know I'm completely ruined the game.
Roll three dice and see how lucky you are.
Punk.
Punk citizen? How did you say punk?
That's relatively lucky. The belt clip falls off it and it drops to the ground as you're travelling in a high speed transport.
I pan down as it falls.
Fortunately, it breaks.
You broke it.
You're destroying computer equipment.
That's it's valuable equipment, and you broke it.
Were you given that to look after and field test?
Yeah, and he's broken it.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to.
I'm going to have to report this.
File equipment
I'll report it now.
From on my PDC.
File my personal communications device in my hand.
Yes. I shall file a damaged equipment report.
I'll file a report right now with my thing. There's a race.
I think I shall terminate myself when I when we get to an appropriate stop.
Yeah, we just do it now for you. Depending on the thing.
And fill out forms.
Eventually, you stop in Fun Sector.
Yes.
It's quite a large sector, pretty much devoted to the production of food.
I watch him self-terminate with my multi-corder.
I insist he self-terminate.
Post-mortem. Afterwards.
Yes, you get a message on your limb. Seems excessive to terminate for accidental damage of equipment.
He chose to.
Equipment can be repaired. Clones are expensive.
Really?
Kindly terminate citizen for waste of computer resources.
Will do. Don't do that again.
Wow. That would be great.
Clones are expensive, don't you know?
You shouldn't waste them. Just a brief out of character. Generally, you want to avoid dying. You want to stay on as low a number as possible for as long as possible. If it comes down to it, there's plenty of people here who are more than willing to terminate you for any treasons you might commit.
Self-termination is not good.
You can always apologise and plea for mercy.
Or run.
But running is treasonous. To run.
But it's fun. Too baby. Nowhere to run.
Only if you're called Logan.
He had a nice rep, Chris.
You wander around FUD Sector for a while. Signposts, Algae Vat 7. Why not visit the Mega Mixer?
Yeah, the fabulous Mega Mixer, I've heard of that.
You head in that direction? It's quite interesting. The Mega Mixer is... Mega really doesn't cover just how big this mixer is. It's about 3 stories high.
Is that 3 exact stories?
3 exact stories, or yes. Exact?
As in 3 stories, or 3 stories and 2 half stories, or...
3... perhaps 32 and a half meters high.
Thank you. Just check.
Is it brighter?
Maybe slightly more.
Yes. I shall have to measure that a little later.
Oh, Is it, I presume they're cooking stuff and that sort of thing.
It's mixing up various things.
I'm just wondering if it's bright in here.
There are huge, large pipes delivering ingredients to this enormous mixing bowl. Stupendous beaters churn the contents of the bowl. The powerful rumble of the mixture is accompanied by a roar of effluent splashing from the pipes and by the splashing and gurgling of the mixture. From where you can see several doors lead into the mixer with ladders and walkways. The workers near the mixer give an idea of its size. They look really small. A few clones of various clearance from the site around the room, scrolling back and forth from mechanism to mechanism, writing on clipboards. A lone prod bot is visible, meticulously checking every piece of machinery in the room for proper functioning. Things appear about as normal as they can do.
Can I go talk to some of the lower clones?
Look at him, he's doing his job properly and point at the prod bot.
Ask them if they've seen anything suspicious and ask them to take random hygiene tests.
I film you over your shoulder.
They give you no useful information. They're too cowed to be in the presence of a mighty troubleshooter.
Computer, I need to go to the toilet, computer.
Very well, Susan. Facility is 30 metres away.
Thank you, computer, sir.
An orange clearance gentleman with a clipboard seems to notice you and comes up to you. Can I help?
Yes. A very important mission for friend computer. Yes.
Would you like a tour?
Oh, please. I pan around behind the...
Lucky room. Likes it when people take tours of him.
That would be fun. Mm. Yes, we'd like that very much. Make us all very happy.
Yes, it will. It's the first time I've actually made someone physically sick in my GMA.
That's a great first.
He's the Lord. Quite disturbing.
I think the lack of sleep and large amounts of caffeine and junk food. I think you've drunk food. Pasty time.
Pasty's not junk food.
Got a nice big bowl of cold ones.
How about some triple cheese crunchy time?
I'd say plain crunchy time, I think.
Go on, John. Take over, Tom.
If anybody else wants the team leader position, which is currently open, if any of the random mooks in the corner, due to sudden sickness.
Team leader seems to have fallen into a food bath.
Add some much needed protein to the mix.
Well, the team leader was carrying the device.
Oh, the man.
That broke.
As you approach the mixer, it begins its tour guide spiel. Hello, hello, and welcome to the mixing room. Overhead you will see the pipes which feed the mega mixer, the large machine in the center of the room. Follow the red walkways and come on over to the mega mixer, where your tour will begin. I want my MTV! What happened to my canopy?
First time anything you just said?
No.
Not particularly.
Sounds treasonous to me. But I'm not sure.
Come on over to the Mega Mixer. Well, your tour will begin.
Okay.
Let's wander over to the Mega Mixer.
Yeah. Let's follow me.
As you approach and begin to climb up one of the red ladders. Hello, clonelings, and welcome to the Mega Mixer. Step right inside and explain my various functions to you as you tour the largest food processing device in Alpha Complex.
Mm-hmm. Right inside,
mm-hmm.
Raw materials of all your favorite foods are brought here by the large pipes you noticed overhead on your way in. The ingredients are then fixed into the mixing bowl and mixed to just the right consistency. I seem to be stuck. Where are my tracks? And then the tasty mixture is removed from the mixing bowl and sent off to places like the toaster tunnel.
Ooh, can we go there next?
Or the fibrillating Foley mill. Enjoy your visit. Why am I stuck? Why am I? With MTV, why am I? It seems rather confused, but.
What's wrong?
I'm lucky. The mix is fine. MTV. You know an MTV is a multi-terrain vehicle.
Can you?
As you may have guessed, my operation is vital to the output of the FUD sector. Food processed here reaches workers all clearances in Alpha Complex. The computer has a great deal of interest in my function.
Perhaps someone's tried to mess with this programming and make him think he's a multi-terrain vehicle. Perhaps we should have a look.
Equipment guy?
Mm.
This would be your area of expertise.
I think I should have a look. This bot seems to be faulty. Have a look at the bot's wiring.
It appears to be... Let's see.
I film over his shoulder.
Roll some dice.
Okay. How many dice?
The brain appears to be somewhat jury-rigged to fit into this mega mixer. You would say it used to be in a very large MTV. Just throw him over your shoulder there.
I throw him over his shoulder.
Throw him over his own shoulder.
Film over.
Film, sorry.
And look at it and go, ooh.
You shouldn't eat pasties and try and...
pasties are the greatest invention of friend computer.
Nutritional material originates in the algae vats. Gee, fellows, I think we have a little golden...
That's not good.
To shut down.
Did you break it?
No.
I'm gonna fix it. Go on then.
I'll fix it. Turn it back on.
Roll three different types of dice.
Doesn't help.
No, thank you, citizen.
Yeah, you notice it seemed to have been grounded since the lid that you opened. Rewire it a bit, and then. Here is where the actual mixing is done. Mixing to the proper consistency is crucial. Otherwise, cold fun would taste like hot fun, and algae chips would taste like fizz whiz.
Fizz whiz.
Machinery seems to start up again.
I have to say, this tour guide's very, very nice man.
Yes, of course. He's not actually a tour guide. He's basically he's led you towards them, and then Lucky's been doing it.
I know. I still say he's a very nice man.
I'm an MTV. Mixer, but damn.
You want another go?
You notice someone appears to be standing on the rim of the mixer with a large spear of something.
Is the orange guy still around?
In fact, it's an infrared worker carrying a large, shiny white ball. As you watch,
a large, shiny what? Sorry,
shiny white ball.
White
ball.
Yes.
bang white ball.
It's above his clearance.
I trained all the real shooting.
He balances it on the rail over the mixer.
I was just going to play himself.
I know.
He's on the other side of the ball to you. It's quite broad.
We have to go up there and take it off him in person.
No, we cannot touch it. It is not of our security clearance.
I have a cunning plan. Let's go over there anyway.
Yes.
We run.
Yes. You notice he appears to be twisting some sort of mechanism on the white ball.
You, stop! You run.
Yeah.
I run, continuing to run.
Stop!
Whilst I'm running, I'm getting something out of my pack.
Appears to be another gun.
Bang! I shoot the white object so it's now red. This is my paintball gun. And then we'll take it off him.
Right, you can't get round to his side of the mixing bowl from where you are.
Oh, I'll still shoot, so it's red. And then someone can go and grab it, who's over there.
Roll some fairly big dice.
Really big dice. Very big dice.
You miss, it splashes off the wall behind you. He's now noticed you. Strangely. He couldn't hear you shout, but the machinery is quite loud.
I don't have a paintball gun. What are you on about? That's a lie.
But several of the infrared workers pull out blast pistols.
Okay.
Blast pistol. Which is naughty.
Well,
infrared workers are not permitted to carry las pistols.
Traitors!
Didn't think so.
Everywhere! Mutants, commies, everywhere! Kill them all! CMTs!
God damn mutant commie traitors!
Contact the computer and
I inform
say what's going on.
Fire my comm link in my head.
I'm starting firing.
And I send the image that's coming from my multicorder straight to the computer as we open fire.
Yeah.
It's on a relay.
Oh crap, there's lots of them. Around 11 of the infrared workers.
There's 5 of us. They're at least half as good.
I'll run up a wall with my lovely groovy R&D shoes.
Yes, you make yourself a much better target now you've run up a wall.
Height advantage.
Right, let's start firing at random.
Okay.
Yeah.
As I start firing, I'm going to do something naughty. I start using my unhealthy secret skill and berate them about how they can't stand against us because we're the invincible troubleshooters of the computer. Our friend computer, and there's no chance they can stand against us because we're that good.
Yeah, go ahead, rough pass. Yeah, that's not hugely good, really, is it?
Yeah. They probably can't hear me over the noise.
A couple of them appear to be listening to you.
Yay!
And one of them turns on his friend and shoots.
Yay! Nice work, Batman!
They're leaving 9.
We shoot them.
People roll some dice.
You like the big dice?
Turn fire.
Give me the big dice, you.
As I open fire, I tell them how in depth they will purify this and be incomplete.
Seems over 7. Have you rolled 3 of the same number on that pile of dice?
4, what did you 4, say to them? And 4. And four.
You get well.
You're commended. What did you say to them?
I said they will. I don't know. I said.
You have it
in my mind.
Yeah. Play it back. Is this something about purifying sins?
A bit overzealous in my role of locals, obviously.
Yes.
We'll deal with that later. We're not in the middle of a firefight.
Yes.
Yes. I'll
try to fire from halfway up my wall, then. Yes.
My skull and crossbones dice has come up. Skull and crossbones. 1 out of 9.
Kill the team leaders, actually. Convenient way of getting rid of it.
I'd have to shoot her 5 times, though.
she can just appear onto the wall 5 times.
Oh. Someone doesn't like being on camera.
Oh, not the multicorder!
Do I die then?
Yep, you lose 1 claw on
that. More people shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Go, guys.
I'll shoot. I'm going to roll random dice.
You get the same number 3 times or more.
Yes.
I like that.
I got 4 times. That's lots of fourness.
Yes. One drops off into the mixer.
Yay.
Extra protein.
And I find one.
I have to try and run further up the wall to actually get on the ceiling.
Oh. You notice this guy with the white ball has vanished.
Can I see him from the ceiling?
Torch has vanished off into the maze of pipes.
Shoot people, Paul. Fuck all the infrared scum.
Holding guns.
Yeah. Can I try and run to follow him?
You only know vaguely which direction he's headed in, but you never go.
So roll some random dice, Paul.
I'll head roughly in that direction then, try and see if I can find him again.
That's 3 fives.
Yeah. Passageways are full of nooks and crannies, blind corners and exposed positions. Perfect spots for ambushes. Perfect spots for dead bodies. Dead bodies. You hear you find two female clones locked in a mutual embrace of death. Obviously they've done each other in this violent manner. More obviously, one of them has a strangely swollen abdomen, and the other is dressed in an article of old reckoning clothing called a business suit.
Okay. That's strange.
Otherwise, you find no trace of the man with the white spear.
Okay, can I take anything that I can carry that I can conceal that might be worth selling on certain sea bay here, IR markets there?
There's a fat bellied dead woman dressed in infrared jumpsuit and another woman dressed in different clothes.
So, woman, what is this concept?
Where are genders?
No, what?
Woman. There are male and female.
Longer hair? Are the longer haired clones?
A bit bumpy differently. The differences don't have any particular use.
Fair enough. We have uglier bits on the front.
It's a useful directional nozzle.
Shooting, yeah.
I thank the computer for giving us our useful nozzles.
We're so going to shoot you.
Why?
Because you're obviously a religious nutjob.
Yes, you're overzealous.
Can you be overzealous?
Yes. Look at Nick.
Yeah. Some of the laser fire has...
Can we kill people?
...struck the mega mixer and pressing holes in it.
Not the mega mixer! You bastards!
Fisher's harps, bastards!
Yes, you good dealing machines, I'll kill you all!
A good number of the shots that have been fired that fit the mega mixer has been yours.
I haven't shot you one yet.
Yes, but if they didn't pull guns, we wouldn't have had to shoot at them.
Yeah. Clearly, right, yes.
I get 3 fives.
Another couple of them.
Yay!
You notice the scrub bots on the floor level are starting to go nuts, trying to clean up the mess that's
it! Keep working, chaps! You stop those heartless machines killing everyone.
Killing
wisdom for carrying on in the last 6 hours.
I like it. Paul's falling asleep. You know what we need? Keep Paul awake. Naked ladies.
Apple pods.
Happy pills.
Naked ladies.
There's paranoia. Naked ladies would do nothing for you.
Almonds.
No, but the same method. No, naked men wouldn't do anything for you either. what clearance are you? I can't tell. You're naked.
That must be black. They obviously have no clearance. They're not wearing clothes.
Might be ultraviolet. Mm. So ultraviolet, it's see-through. the large bowl of the Mega Mix begins to wobble.
No!
Quite a way up. The structure of the Mega Mix, as it begins to wobble and gyrates, sloping large quantities of mixture around, making surfaces quite slick.
Mm, nom, nom, nom. I'm suddenly hungry.